Two different but rewarding performing arts events greeted Phoenix audiences this past weekend when Arizona Theater Company premiered a smashing production of the recent Broadway hit Disgraced, and Arizona Opera premiered a fine presentation of the first Spanish opera commissioned in the United States, Florencia en el Amazonas. You'll never guess where Disgraced is headed when the 90-minute play begins and launches into a wild ride as characters evolve, develop, and change with split-second dialogue revelations about their biases and beliefs. This masterful script that starts with amusing antidotes and grows into a disturbing exploration of personality, quirks, and inconsistencies that reveals how little you really know about people you think you understand is why Ayard Akhtar's play won the 2013 Pulitzer Prize for Drama. Amir, a successful Muslim-American lawyer, is married to waspish liberal artist Emily. They plan a dinner party for two friends, Isaac, a Whitney Museum curator who hopes to present a show of Emily's work, and his wife Jory, an African-American lawyer in the same firm as Amir. A nephew, Abe, provides more feelings about race and the things people do to fit in. The lively discussion about racial injustice turns and twists in strange and unexpected ways as it reveals very private feelings about what people think is right and wrong and how preconceived expectations of people can be seriously flawed. The dialogue is revealingly vibrant as it shifts from initially amusing to shockingly real as truths emerge. The ATC production is directed with suave style and brilliant pacing by David Ira Goldstein, as his flawless staging provides the perfect emphasis for the play's multitude of revelatory nuances. Five superb actors provide extraordinary character development as each person's quirks and flaws develop with sublimely clever subtleties. Even the classy set, quote, a spacious apartment on New York's Upper East Side, unquote, helps with the play's vivid character revelations. Disgraced is a fine play, and the ATC production couldn't be better. It earns 5 stars out of 5 and continues through November 29th. Arizona Opera presented an interesting musical event when it staged the local premiere of Daniel Catan's 1996 Florencia en el Amazonas at Symphony Hall. The opera had a touching story inspired by the, quote, magical realism of Gabriel Garcia Marquez that is presented as a journey through love and desire set on a boat traveling the Amazon River. A passenger, Florencia Grimaldi, is an opera star hoping to find her long-lost lover, Cristobal, a butterfly hunter who disappeared in the jungle. After a challenging journey ends with an outbreak of cholera, Florencia fails to find her lover but continues to dream of an eventual reuniting. Catan's melodic score sails pleasantly as the story develops in a flawless production guided by stage director Joshua Borths and conducted majestically by Joseph Mikovich. Most impressive was a dynamic young cast of opera professionals who soared through the music artfully. It was welcome to attend an unknown but finely performed opera. Florencia en el Amazonas earned 4 stars out of 5 and continues this weekend in Tucson. For KBAQ, I'm theater critic Chris Curcio.